Hi, I'm Marilyn Lebzelter, and this is your Henry Danger Update. Okay, so I want to apologize to that dude or whoever recorded the theme song and did not copyright up this whatsoever. Let's start with the Henry Danger episode that I watched this week. Oh my god. I didn't know what to say. When I saw the show 8 months ago, I knew everybody keep telling me, like, what Henry Danger was, and Henry Danger meant something to the fans. I'm just blown by the show. I mean, if you're a superhero fan, let's say, like, Marvel, like, Spider-Man, or anything like this, this show is nothing like that. This is just about a kid looking for a school job, and he ended up being his psychic. And let's just say that the actors who did the show and everything, I gotta say, I've been addicted since for 8 months, and the final season is coming to an end this Saturday, which I am completely shocked. And yeah, before I get to that, I just want to say that to all the cast members of Henry Danger and to the fans who've been watching, I'm now become a fan of Henry Danger. I gotta be honest. Okay, so let's break it down to this episode, The Fate of Danger, Part 1. So, we saw what happened in the last episode when Captain Man finds out that Drax is back, and Henry decided to quit on being his psychic for the rest of his life. And when he found out that he wasn't doing school, he was kind of shocked about it, and he found out his friends, Charlotte Piper and his little sister Piper, are all graduating. And I'm like, what? That is so messed up. I mean, if I was Henry, I should have planned the Peter Parker's playbook. I mean, you could do school by day, but you could do crime fighting at night. Come on. Come on, man. That's just awful. I mean, I know being a psychic requires a job for to put $9 an hour. I mean, come on. He was 13 at the time when he got the job. I mean, you should have thought of that, silly goose. I mean, that is what awful. Ay, ay, ay. So, I can't believe the past few episodes, I can't believe that the bromance we all knew and loved had their first fight. I mean, it was so shocking, I had to cry. I really wanted to cry my tears out, but the next episode is the final conclusion of the whole series. And before we get back to the rest of this episode, I got to say that my favorite part of this episode was when Jasper, played by Sean Ryan Fox, he was fighting while he was sleeping while learning Spanish. And that is a gutsy thing to do. I mean, I would think the thing, all the show and all that, it's just, it's really, it's hard to do while you're learning Spanish and all that stuff. But I'm just saying, like, I've been a bit of a fan of the show for the past 8 months, and maybe if the show ends, I'm gonna rewatch it on Amazon or something like that. But yeah, Henry Danger was kind of one of those shows to fans that you can look up to, like, heroes like Captain Man or Kid Danger, and it's like, this superhero duo is, I want to look up to. I forget about Batman and Robin, forget all the heroes and sidekicks in the Marvel Universe, but I'm not saying, no offense, but I think that Captain Man and Kid Danger are the new superhero duo, and the viewers will never forget. I mean, Jace Norman, he has dyslexia since he was a kid, and he's been Kid Danger since we all know and love, and when he grew up on the show, like, it's really cool, like, this is gonna do it for the rest of his life. And when he found out that Dan Schneider wasn't going to work on the show anymore, that was the time to close the show. I heard rumors about the show ending, but I didn't know they were true. And it's really, really heartbreaking. But let's talk about the rest of the episode, shall we? So Henry's friends came back, and they were finding out the plan to get Drex to stop wiping the memory of all of Swellview from knowing Captain Man. And there were the new kids came in, but Mika, Miles, and Choppa. If you don't know these characters, these are the new four kids that are going to be in the new spinoff of Henry Danger called Danger Force, which is the coolest thing that Henry Dangerverse has ever done. And I cannot wait for this thing. I mean, Jace will always be Kate Danger in our hearts, but it's time to move on to the new kids on the block. Get it? New kids on the block. My jokes are getting awful. Anyways, so the four kids, they were watching this taping of when Henry was punching this stump that everybody knew about. But there was a clue in the video that I want to live in 100,001 years. And that's when he realized is that he was in that stump. I was like, what? This is crazy. I mean, he looked up to Captain Man all his life. I mean, after he got the job and now he's doing the thing and everything. And now let's go to the coolest character of all time. Or should I say, not to mention, the worst. Never trust Henry's dad to go on a mission. I mean, when he pulled out the green crystal, I was like, okay, he did the right thing. But when he pulled out the blue, oh, jeez, never make your own dad do that own mission. I mean, I love Henry's dad and all, but he needs to realize that his son is Kid Danger. He didn't know that for 5 years until now. And yeah, so first it was Charlotte who knew the secret, and then it was Jasper, and now a couple of years later, Piper knew his brother was Kid Danger. I'm like, come on, Piper, think about this. Did you realize that you have a crush on your own brother for the past couple of years? I mean, come on. So stupid. Well, not stupid, I mean, having a crush on your brother, don't you? I think that's pretty gross. But I think it was really cute. But I'm gonna say that my favorite character of all time will always be Henry. I mean, it's like he and Spider-Man have a lot in common. I mean, they're both kids doing some drugs and love interests and all that stuff. But Henry will always be my favorite. Chase Norman, shout out to you, dude. You did the awesomest job. And Deirdre, now you're producing the new spinoff, which I think is really, really cool. Shout out to that. And let's look at the new costume of Captain Man for the new show of Henry Danger, by the way. I saw it's like his old suit, but it has a gold stripe in the end of the whole thing. I think it's really cool. I think it's really awesome. And whew. And the new kids' costumes, I mean, it's really, really cool. I like Choppa's. It's kind of like red-ish. I think it's really fun. Bo's is like blue, and then Mika has silver, and her twin brother has like yellowish gold or something like that. I mean, these new kids are gonna be like entertaining us like Jace did when he first started doing it. And I think it's really, really awesome that this Dangerverse is going to keep going for the rest of our lives. And I think, okay, let's, before I get to the Danger Force and all this, let's talk about their original crossover, shall we? The Thundermans with Henry Danger. Then it was this Nickelodeon show with knights and stuff like that. I can't remember the show, but they did a crossover. But back in the day, iCarly and Victorious did a crossover, which was a lot of fun. And they had a crossover show called Sam and Cat, which from the two characters from iCarly and Victorious, Cat Valentine and Sam Puckett from iCarly and Victorious. And want Henry to appear at least in one of the episodes in the future. I mean, maybe he could teach the kids how to use their powers. I mean, it would be a lot of fun, but I know that Henry's not going to be in this anytime soon, but he will be missed, and I'm going to agree that Jason Norman will always be the cute Henry Hart into our hearts. Anyway, let's go to one of my favorite episodes of this whole entire series. I didn't watch the whole entire series because I was just living out and doing school and rest of my life. And hold on. Whew, I need to sneeze for a second. Oh, never mind. Since this new coronavirus is taking over, I decided to do a podcast, so what the hell? I heard the Dolan Twins were doing it, Josh Peck is doing it, and I think that Lance Bass is doing it, and I'm thinking this could be really cool once I'm in quarantine and all that stuff. So, this is going to be a lot of fun. And so, for my first podcast ever, I want to sing along with you guys. I know it's not going to be a long episode on this one, but I'm just saying to the review of this episode that I think one of my favorite Henry Danger episodes would probably be the Henry Danger musical. I mean, I grew up listening to musicals when I was a kid. I participate in all musical theater. Like, I was in Grease. I was in West Side Story. I did Singing in the Rain and all that type of stuff. And I did the showcases were a lot of fun. So I just want to do a song of the Henry Danger musical album. I think this song is one of my favorites. The bro song. I mean, something between Captain Man and Kate Danger where, like, this is doing a musical song, this is it. And, yeah, I'm just gonna put that on for you, so give me a second. This is me singing the bro song. Here we go.
Oh god, please don't tell me you're about to sing a pump-up song, because it's not gonna work.
Remember when you took the toddler, bro?
Bro.
Put that baby to bed.
Please don't do this.
The time trigger tricks a maniac, bro.
Bro.
Get out of your head.
It's just that this one cuts me to the core.
I know. Now's the time to meow. It's the time to roar. It's your Captain Man. You are the best.
I have a friend, a couple.
You're Captain Man. And I will not rest till I see you try to win, baby. Captain Man, we're gonna see how super a hero can be.
That was a cool fight on the train, though.
Bro.
Bro. Just saying.
I mean, it really was insane, though, bro, bro, bro. We had a fight atop a literal train. We're gonna win again this time somehow.
I do have a beautiful voice.
He's gonna hear you roar.
He's gonna hear me.
And I'm gonna test if I'm the best that I can be. Captain Man, we're gonna see how super duper a hero can be.
Meow with me.
Wait, what?
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh man, I love that song. I mean, come on. I didn't know Jace Norman had a good voice. Shoot. Whew, that's gonna be a little bit in that, don't you think? So, I think that's one of my best songs in that episode. I mean, no offense to the other ones, but I think the bro song's gonna get stuck in my head for the rest of my life. I mean, not to mention Jace Norman's voice. Oh my god. I mean, his voice was just amazing. I didn't know Cooper had a singing voice, too. If he didn't have to do this, he would be a country musician or something. Shout out to you, Cooper. If you're listening to this podcast, which you won't, I guarantee it. and this is my first episode, so, I know this is called Henry Danger Updates, but I think I'm gonna call this the Henry Danger Life Down. I mean, or something. Like, I don't know. Like, the Dangerverse. Or something. Like, it's really, really something. And I call it Henry Danger Updates is because it's, like, you never know what's gonna happen next. Like, I'll talk about some personal, like, episodes and my favorites and stuff like that. But I think my favorite episode of all was Thranos Boot. I mean, come on. If you don't know Thranos Boot, you have crappy internet service. You never know in the Marvel Universe. Yeah. I mean, they did Thranos Boot justice. I mean, it's a reference between Marvel's Avengers Infinity War, which is kind of the coolest thing for me. And it's like a pair of uniforms when all people were cats. If I was in that episode, I would be a dog, hands down. I mean, no offense, but dogs are like the cutest things of all time. Who cannot love dogs? I mean, they're so cute. Anyways, I think I'm gonna leave this episode right here. I mean, at the end of the episode, I'll get back. Here's the part of the episode. What? And of all that type of stuff, I think Henry Danger will be the coolest show that we ever had in a long time. And I think I'm going to show the Henry Danger fans this podcast that everybody will enjoy, and I think that everybody will join Henry Danger's Danger or Henry Danger Updates or Dangerverse Updates, which I will name this podcast. Danger Updates, the Dangerverse, the Dangerverse with Marilyn Lebzelter. I mean, we'll talk about stuff like your favorite episodes and the crackdown of the new Danger Force, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And I think it's going to be awesome. I mean, Dangerverse will not stop. I mean, whew. So, I think I'm going to leave it to you, like, right here. So, I don't know where I'm going to close this yet, but I think I will post this one. So, if you're a Henry Danger fan like I am, let me know. And yeah, so, and that is your Henry Danger update with me, Marilyn Lebzelter. So, take it back, theme song update or whatever.